Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
The champ is here!
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Warren. It's Warren Valentine.
Let me just say, I did not come here to show out. I did not come here to impress you. Because to tell you the truth, when I leave here, I'm gone. And I don't care what you think about me. But just remember, when it hits the fan, brother, whether it's next year, 10 years, 20 years from now, you'll never be able to say that these brothers lied to you, Jack.
It's the Warren Valentine Show.
All right, good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. Man, what a crazy 24 hours it's been. Man. Look, people been blowing me up since yesterday when Cohen announced he was going to be a dirty little rat. He did the Bernie Mac move. He like, I ain't going to jail for none of you, mom. I'm telling everything. Yana, I tried to get to your house earlier. I knocked on the door, but you didn't answer. He trying to tell everything. Man, look at what they've done in the last couple of weeks in the Trump administration. They've gotten Omarosa mad and Cohen mad. The two people who know all the dirt on Trump. You don't get rid of the people who know your dirt. You don't do that. You keep them. Well, I'm going to break down everything today. I've been doing radio all day. I did like six shows already. I did Ricky's show. I did Russ Parr's show. I did a bunch of local radio stations across the country. Let me just break everything down. Break all this down for you guys with this Cohen situation. Now, couple of things I want to straighten out first. Now, I said this on Russ's show, but I need to correct myself. Russ asked the question, can a sitting president be indicted? And I said, no. Technically, that's the correct answer because the precedent has been a sitting president cannot be indicted. Legally, nobody knows because it's not in the Constitution and it's never happened before. Thus, it could happen, but the precedent has always been not to indict a sitting president because it would make the country be in turmoil. It would make us appear weak to our enemies. So the precedent has always been not to do it. Does that mean they can't do it? No, it doesn't. All right. So I just want to clarify that for everybody. So when you hear people saying he can't be indicted, that's because that's the precedent. All right. It's not the law because there is no law on this. It's never happened. It's not in the Constitution. It would be the first time. Okay? So let me straighten that out first. Second, watch the Republicans. They're about to call for an immediate vote on this Judge Kavanaugh because all this stuff that's going down with Trump, this is justification for the Democrats to hold off on this nominee until after the midterm elections. Now, this is where you're about to see the rubber meet the road with the Democrats. Do they have a backbone? If they allow this vote to happen without fighting the vote in the public arena, that lets you know that the Democrats are not going to do nothing to this man, even if they get the House and the Senate. So for me, the biggest fight that's happening right now isn't Trump, isn't Cohen, isn't anything else. It's will the Democrats allow a vote without fighting it about Kavanaugh? That's going to be the key here. All right. Now, I said this on Russ's show. I said this on Ricky's show. I do believe the president is going to do something for Manafort. Now, I said I thought he would pardon him. But the more and more I think about it, he may do exactly what Bush did with Scooter Libby. And this would be a smart thing to do. And this will tell me if Trump really has smart people around him. If he commutes Manafort's sentence, it doesn't make him look guilty at all. He's not giving him a pardon. He's just not allowing him to go to jail. That would be the smart play for Trump. And Trump needs to do something with Manafort, and this is the reason why. Everybody who's participated in the life of Trump, including Priebus, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who was the speaker before her? I know this dude, too. I didn't actually hung out with this dude. I can't even think of his name. Spicer. Sean Spicer. Lord have mercy. All these people who've stood up and lied on behalf of Trump could potentially be charged. Now, let me tell you what's happening right now, right? Let me tell you what's happening right now in D.C. Everybody who's connected to Trump in some kind of way in New York and D.C. are all talking to their lawyers about, should we go to Mueller? Should we go to Mueller? Because they're all worried that if they don't get there first, they're not going to get a deal. Now, let me break down what happened for y'all, all right? So let me show you how rhetoric on CNN and MSNBC is just completely wrong. This is about ratings for them, and I'm going to show you why. They keep talking about Trump is guilty of treason, high crimes, and misdemeanors. Because Cohen went in there yesterday and said that Trump told him to pay these women for the benefit of the 2016 campaign. Now, let me show y'all two things. One, if you go look at the charging document for Cohen, that statement is nowhere in the charging document, which means they've never seen proof from Cohen. Now, as a sidebar, let me say this. Lanny Davis's lawyer did something very smart and a lot of people missed. When he released that tape of Cohen and Trump talking, when Trump was talking about, give me a Coke, he released that because he knew Cohen was going to make this plea. That tape shows that Trump knew what was going on. The problem with Trump's case is this. Even if you could say that's the precedent, not the law, the problem in it is this. In order for him to be charged with high crimes and misdemeanors as the president, he would have had to do this as the president. That's what the law says. He did this as somebody running for president. It's a very big difference between the two. Okay? This is why it wasn't in the charging document of Cohen. So, let's look at this for what this really is going to be. All right. Now, I talked to some folks at the FBI that I know personally up in D.C. and New York. And both persons that I spoke with told me the exact same thing. So I know this is real. They almost know that they're not going to be able to get Trump. But with Cohen and the other witnesses that they have, they believe they will have enough to get Don Jr. and Ivanka and Jared. Their plan is to squeeze them three to make Trump finally break. You get what I'm saying? And neither one of these, both of these cases, because Marcia is asking about state versus federal, both Manafort and Cohen had federal charges, both of them. Both of them. So Trump has ability to do something for both of them. But if he's smart, he will commute Manafort. All right? He will commute Manafort. Now, the problem that the prosecution is going to have is, how do you prove Trump's a part of any of this? You got the audio of Trump and Cohen talking about the payout for Stormy Daniels. But how do you connect this to Trump? And see, I'm after reading the charging document of Cohen, I don't believe they have evidence to show that Trump directed this order, because they would have put it in the charging document. So, when we come back, I'm explaining to you what Mueller's going to do to try to get to Trump eventually. And then it'll be up to the Congress and the Senate. I'll explain that when we come back. You listen to the WB.
Man, do I love card night. You ready, boys? You got a king?
Go, Fish Dad!
Oh, come on! This is WWE superstar Titus O'Neil.
It only takes a moment to make a moment.
Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind.
Life is worth more than a text.
Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
On this episode of the World's Shortest Sitcom by KFC. So what did we learn today, folks? That's right. KFC now has 4 different $20 fill-ups to feed a family of 4. Like my 8-piece extra crispy or 8-piece original recipe. 12-piece tenders or my new 6-piece boneless breast with all the fixings for just $20. Wow, that sure is one reactive audience. Anyways, see you next time. KFC, it's finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
Biz Talk Radio.
I'm not saying that he doesn't like white people. I'm saying he has a problem. He has a... This guy is, I believe, a racist.
What? Y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me go all out. Up in here, up in here.
He is post-racial. By all appearances, you know, I forgot he was black tonight for an hour. We've already donated to Haiti. It's called the U.S. income tax.
It is as though we're still on a plantation.
Roy Valentine, the number one Trump fighter in America.
All right, so good morning, everybody. Again, for everybody who's just coming on, let me say this. I said this in the break for everybody who didn't hear this. This whole Paul Manafort case has nothing to do with Trump and collusion or obstruction or voter tampering or anything else. This was way before Trump. This has to do with his taxes. This really should have been in the tax court. And to be honest with you, they went after Manafort because he worked for Trump. I mean, I know folks don't want to hear that, but it's the truth, man. I'm not going to get on here and just bash Manafort and bash Trump when it's not, you know, I'm not going to do CNN. When this first broke on Wolf Blitzer's show, you had people coming up there talking about, oh, Manafort's looking at 300 years. He's going to be in jail for the rest of his life. And then I'm looking at, I'm like, y'all on that bull right here, because that's not the case. It's minimum, maximum guidelines for sentencing for him. Minimum could be probation. Maximum could be 30 years. It's according to what the charge is. So realistically, with these 8 counts, he's not going to do more than 8 years. But I believe the sentence is going to be between 5 and 8. And really, he might be on house arrest. He might not even go to jail. And see, this is my problem with the media today. Fox has the same problem. Yesterday, they on there talking about how this is all Hillary and Obama. They the ones who colluded with the Russians. They the ones who did this. It wasn't Trump. They the ones who did this. It's ridiculous how the media is in this country. It's crazy. This is absolutely crazy. Now, I'm going to show you how Trump can get past this and keep it moving. I'm going to show you how Mueller could get to Trump. Let me show you how Mueller could get to Trump. Cohen is the key. All right? Cohen knows more on Trump than his own wife knows. Melania don't even know what Cohen knows on Trump. Cohen, if he gives Mueller exactly what he needs, and he has a cooperation deal in place, I know this for a fact from talking to my sources, Mueller is going to give him immunity. With that immunity is going to be a deal where he doesn't have to do any prison time, including in the case he just pled guilty to. He'll still have a record. He'll get a probation, or a house arrest, but he will not do jail time itself. If he does jail time, they're going to give him the minimum 1 year and 1 day, which he'll have to do 85% on a federal level, which means he'll have to do 8 months and what, 15 days, something like that. Okay. Now, Cohen is the key to getting Trump, but not the way everybody thinks he is. He's the key to getting Trump based on all of Trump business transactions, not the White House stuff. So this is going to be ending up, and I said this from the very beginning, this is going to end up being on the state side where they're going to end up being able to get Ivanka, Jared, and Don Jr., thus get to the daddy. That is what's going to happen. That's what Mueller is working for. This is why Mueller put this in New York in order to set up a working relationship with the state of New York for this. All right? Now, how does Trump defeat all this? It's simple. It is very simple. If they don't have paperwork, video, or audio, how can you connect Trump? How can you connect them? You can't. There's no way you can connect them. No way. Because all it is literally Cohen's word against his. That's what it boils down to. How can you prove that? I don't know how you can prove it. Now, the other problem that Trump has is this. Once Mueller does his investigation and writes everything up, he's going to give it to Congress. If Congress decides to impeach Trump, then literally Trump can be charged. They can be charged. Because if Congress steps up and says, look, we're going to impeach him, then at that point, even the precedent goes out of the window. But will they do it? Now, the Democrats, the key issue for them right now, y'all, isn't this Trump thing. It's Kavanaugh. Will the Democrats allow this vote to happen for the Supreme Court justice? They got every reason in the world to stand up and say, America, tell the Republicans you don't want this vote to happen because you don't know what's going on with your president. After this came out with Cohen, even though it's no documentation of it as of yet, that is enough to stall this president getting this Supreme Court pick. Because the reality of it is that they said that President Obama couldn't get a pick because an election was coming up. Hell, you might have a president who gets indicted. How are you going to let the president pick the person who's going to overhear his case? Does that make sense to anybody? I said this from the very beginning, though. I said this from the very beginning. So when you hearing all this, it's two things I want you to realize. One, the campaign finance has to happen while he was president. High crimes and misdemeanors only applies when he's president. Trump wasn't president. Two, if you look at Cohen's charging document, there's nothing in that document that talks about Cohen getting directions from candidate A or candidate one. Three, with the Manafort case, Trump's going to commute him. because that case had nothing to do with Trump or collusion. We come back, break this down some more. You listen to the WB.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. Business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals at Staples. Now Staples 1-inch 3-ring binders are $1.92. One subject notebooks are just 25 cents, and 12 packs of ballpoint stick pens are just 97 cents each. Make back-to-school your business at Staples.
While supplies last, offers end 9/1/18. In-store only, limit 30.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Attention investors. Respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done! Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
You love your car, and so does CarCheX. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and have been helping people avoid spending a fortune in costly car repair bills for almost 20 years. For about $2.50 a day, you get the peace of mind in knowing that your expensive repair bills may be covered by a vehicle protection plan. Think about if your air conditioner or the transmission goes out. That could cost you a few $1,000s. Or you can get protected with CarCheX and pay only a standard deductible. For about $2.50 a day, you can make sure you don't get stuck with the bill for covered repairs. Keep your car in tip-top shape. For a completely free quote, call CarCheX now at 800-958-5207. 800-958-5207. That's 800-958-5207. Or visit getprotected.com. That's getprotected.com.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
Join the Truth Fighters in full effect right now.
All right. I want to show you guys something else that's going on. No Republican has come out and said anything since this happened. They've been quiet as a church mouse. Right? Now, at the same token, right, don't you think if it was truly, truly a smoking gun there, don't you think that the Democrats would have been having all kind of press conferences today? Has anybody heard anything about a press conference today? So, I mean, it's to me, it took the Republicans. It took the Republicans almost 24 hours to come out and say anything. Anything. And that's because they're trying to see, and this is the whole point I'm making about Kavanaugh. They're trying to see what's the best move for them to make. Do they jump for Kavanaugh? Or do they wait and let this play out? Now, next segment, because I got some guests coming in next hour. So next segment, I'm going to give you the breakdown of this hair beauty supply place again. Okay? I'm going to give you that. And some other things next segment. So make sure you are listening. Make sure you paying attention. Or you're going to have to come back and listen to the show. Now, let me tell you what the Democrats should be doing right now, if they were smart. The DNC should be on the phone right now, begging Michelle Obama to come and run for something. Come and run for vice president. Come and run for president. Announce it now while this Trump thing is going down. If Michelle Obama came out and said she was running, the Democrats would win the midterm elections this year. If she just announced, if she just came out this week and said, okay, I'm running. I see where we go in this country and it's my civic duty to run. If she comes out and says that, it would light fire throughout the Democrats. All the time. But Michelle doesn't want to do that. But they need to be begging her. Please, 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 please. And Michelle, you know what? Michelle don't even have to say she's running. You know what Michelle needs to do? I'm considering it. Let's see what happens in the midterms. That would be enough to get people off their buttocks and go and vote. They'd be like, oh, man, we got to go vote for Michelle. We got to show her. We're going to support her. Then you have all kinds of questions. Can Barack be vice president? My man Hollywood, Ricky's producer, he asked me that yesterday. Man, one, if Michelle run, can Barack be vice president? I'm like, technically he can be, but I don't think he would be. But it makes sense. Because right now, and I'm having this conversation because me and Hollywood was having this conversation yesterday. He was like, who does the Democrats even got to run against this man? I was like, man, I don't know. I said, I really don't know. I said, Elizabeth Warren is not going to beat this man. Bernie Sanders is not going to beat this man because they're just too far left where they're almost socialist. I said, Kamala is not going to beat them. Cory Booker sure ain't going to beat them. I mean, who you put? If you, the Kennedy guy is he's not polished enough. He sounds like a young kid. I mean, so who, if you want to use one of the Castro twins, I mean, but who do you put with them for a ticket? And everything that's going on with immigration, I don't know if they could beat them. Especially after what happened in Iowa with this girl getting killed by an undocumented person. Man, all these people are going nuts. I mean, so the Dems got to figure out who's the person, because whoever the person is, they need to be striking right now. Now, the Dems got two moves, in my opinion. All right? Two moves. One, you get Michelle to the table. If you can't get Michelle to the table, then you go to Uncle Joe and you say, Joe Biden, that is, Joe, we need you to run, but we only want you to do one term. You get Joe Biden there and you get somebody that's young underneath him, like the Kennedy guy or Kamala. Let them be the vice president. They get 4 years under Joe. They get the tutelage. They get used to being in the White House and in the spotlight. Boom. You run them as the sitting vice president after Joe leaves. Because Joe's going to be too old at the point of trying to do 8 years. You don't want another Ronald Reagan situation where he and Nancy Reagan really running the country, because Reagan, he don't even know his name. So we need to... They need to think about this. And so they need to think about this in the sense of they got to be realistic. Only way they're going to have a shot, Michelle or Joe. You put Joe at the top and you put somebody young underneath him, Joe only does one term. That's the way you do it. But, hey, makes too much sense. You know, you make too much sense, they don't do it. It's too sensible to do. Too sensible. But this is why I'm saying what I'm saying even about the Manafort case. If you just look at this from a common sense point of view, this case has nothing to do with Donald Trump. The only connection to Trump is that he worked for Trump. All the charges, years before Trump. Nothing to do with collusion, nothing to do with the campaign, nothing to do with nothing. So logically, I can logically say they went after him because he worked for Trump. Because his case is really a tax case. It's not a case like they're making it in the news. But this is what happens in the media here. They sensationalize everything so that we will tune in. Paul Manafort is looking at 305 years. He's looking at a minimum of 35 years. He's going to be in jail for the rest of his life. He's 69. He'll be there for the rest of his life. I'm looking at MSNBC and CNN like, man, Trump, right? Y'all some fake news, because that was the furthest from the truth. And let me for everybody who think that, well, he looking at 8 years on this count, 8 years on that count, 8 years on this count. Let me give you the word concurrent. He can get sentenced for 8 years on all eight counts. And the judge will say one word, concurrent. You know what that means? When he does 8 years, all of them are wiped out at that point. It's done. It's over with. It's over with. And April, to answer your question, is because I had black people put $1 million in a black-owned bank. I had people putting money in banks. I had people working together. And then I wouldn't take a deal. They wanted me to spy on Obama. They offered me a deal. I just didn't take the deal. I didn't want to be a black person like other people who are black, I ain't gonna name no names, who work for the federal government. I refused to do it. It's a bunch of them, though, that's on television and radio who y'all think are for y'all, and they agents for the FBI. All right, we come back. I'll break down the beauty supply shops. You listen to the WB. Hello. Good.
You became a house hunting ace, learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopRex.org. Brought to you.
If you missed open enrollment for Obamacare and are without health insurance, I have good news for you. Hello, this is Carrie Hall, America's healthcare advocate and the president of Benefits by Design. The federal government has reopened enrollment for Obamacare health insurance beginning March 15th, which means you can apply for health insurance with one of our licensed exchange certified agents who will walk you through the process to see if you qualify for a subsidy that could pay for all or part of your health insurance. And how much does using one of our licensed agents cost you? Nothing. That's right, it costs you nothing, and we're there to help you 24/7 after you enroll. So don't miss this second chance. Call 913-385-2224. That's 913-385-2224 or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com. Once again, that phone number, 913-385-2224 or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill for pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Warren Valentine Show, heard coast to coast and border to border, giving the truth fighters a voice in the call for justice. Join the truth fighters in full effect right now.
All right. So in this segment right here, I'm going to break this down in this segment because top of the hour, I have a guest coming in. For everybody who's in the North Carolina area, you don't want to miss this guest. They're having a big festival coming up, and you guys need to be a part of it. Now, I told you guys yesterday, I said, look, it's 300 and some people in here on the average every single day, right? If the 300 of you guys just committed $50 every 2 weeks, $100 a month for 1 year, you would have $380,000. At $380,000, you can go open up 4 or 5 beauty supply stores across the country. You can start your own franchise. Now, let me just show you. And I showed you how women would weave. I said, if you got 300 women who spend $300 on weave every 4 months, if you just had those 300 women every 4 months spend $300, you're talking about $1.8 million. Now, we all know women spend way more money than that on weave. But I just gave you a small sample so you could see what kind of money is in this kind of stuff, right? Let me show you something, right? I did a little research last night, right? I'm gonna give you some stuff that is for sale right now and how much they're making, because I got a site that gives me what the business is and how much they sell, all right? Beauty Supply, Chicago, Illinois, asking price $30,000. Sales revenue, $240,000 a year. Cash flow per month, $14,250. So that store is, they're selling it for $30,000 and it's making $240,000 a year, $14,000 a month. Okay, that's just one store. Let me give you another one. Now, this is a pharmacy. Check this out. Pharmacy in Dallas-Fort Worth area. Asking price, $250,000. Cash flow, $75,000 a month. Sales revenue, $5 million a year. Let me give you another one. Beauty supply store in Essex County, New Jersey. Asking price, $50,000. Sales revenue, $225,000. Cash flow, $95,000. Non-medical healthcare business in Oakland County, Michigan. Asking price, $1.6 million. Sales revenue, $3 million. Cash flow, $300,000. Let me see what else is in here that's good. Beauty supply business, Everett, Washington. Asking price, $120,000. Sales revenue, $450,000. Cash flow, $50,000. Beauty supply store in Delaware County, Pennsylvania. Asking price, $300,000. Sales revenue, $700,000. Cash flow, $150,000 a month. I mean, look. I'm telling you this because literally these businesses probably put up $30,000 to open up. Because with a beauty supply, all you need is a place to set up store where you can sell your inventory. You need the register. Now, if you got iPads, you can do that through Revel. You don't even have to buy a register. You can just use your iPad. All right. And you just need a supply. Now, how do you get a supply? Well, it's a couple of ways. You can get your local supplies here in the United States, but you can get on a plane and hop to China and go over there and set up with those folks over there. Like I told you, when I was in China, I'm trying to remember the city I was in, but they had a market that went straight up. It's like it had like 7 or 8 different floors, but they were selling weave over there so cheap. I told you, Yasha, who was on the radio with me at that time, I called her. I was like, Yasha, look at this. She was like, boy, you better buy me some of that weave and bring it back here. I bought her $400 worth. She sold it for $4,000. True story. I mean, so we have to think about this from a different perspective, right? Now, as an individual, you may say, well, I can't afford to do this. But as a group, if you do this for 1 year, at the end of the year, you got $380,000. You can go develop 4 or 5 stores with $380,000, y'all. Now, some people may say, well, why are they selling? People sell for different reasons. Maybe it's a health reason. You know, maybe they're from another country and their visa is expired, or they feel like they're going to be deported. So they're trying to sell before they get out of here. I actually know a case of that right now. I know somebody who does the eyebrows things. She's from Iran. She's a family friend, and she has a business. She's selling her business for dirt cheap right now because she's like, they're about to deport me. I got to get rid of it. So you gotta understand it's opportunity here if you collectively come together. And see, everybody's saying, well, it's hard because I heard they don't sell the blacks. Let me tell you the one thing I know about any business. How many of y'all watch, Snowfall? You like Snowfall? Somebody told me about it, so I binge watched it, right? I was like, let me look at this, because I didn't think I was like, oh, this ain't going to be real. But John Singleton, I didn't realize this was John Singleton thing. So I was like, oh, yeah, let me really look at this. So I was watching Snowfall, right? Snowfall teaches you a very important lesson about business, if you're paying attention to it. See, it ain't just a dope game that they dealing with, right? With Snowfall, what's the main, Franklin, is that his name? Franklin is doing something that you need to do whenever you're dealing with business. You heard the Chinese won't sell product to you. You need to go talk to the Chinese face to face. See, if you look at Franklin don't deal with people. He go walk up to him and talk to him face to face, whether it's the Latinos, whether it's the white boy, whether it's the crazy dude. He was like, no, I got to go see him because I ain't trying to have him kill me. I ain't calling nobody. I ain't listening to nobody. I'm going to talk to the person. That's the way you can do business. You always can find a connect if you go talk to a person. That you can find a connect on any, even if you think you can't get it, if you go to that place, you can find somebody who will get you a connection and get you product. I'm just saying, man. See, we listen to what everybody else is saying. Don't listen to what nobody else is saying. Go do it yourself. That's how you really know if it's real. Listen to the WB.
The The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,